Hello, this is Catherine Sayo. I'm founder and director of Lipedema Simplified and the Lipedema Project. And I'm here today for this flash briefing. This is being recorded during the pandemic. And one of the things that I've found is that I've started to go through things that were in my closet. You know that closet that you have where you have everything that you don't know what to do with, you put in that closet? Well, I decided to clean it out. And I found some boxes that I had, goodness knows how long it's been since I've seen some of this stuff. So I want to share something with you because I often wonder how I've been willing to keep going around learning, sharing, healing myself around lipedema. I mean, boy, it's been a roller coaster. And I often wonder, what is it that I just don't give up? It's like, and there are so many reasons why to keep going. But I found this that I had done in 1985. That's a long time ago. It's 95 to 35 years ago. And I think it's a forerunner. And it's a quote that I did. I did calligraphy at one point. And it says, it's good to be a seeker, but sooner or later, you have to be a finder. And then it is well to give what you have found, a gift unto the world for whoever will accept it. And I realize it's a forerunner of lipedema for me. I mean, who would think that lipedema was a gift? I certainly wouldn't, except today I do, because you're in my life, and my colleagues are in my life, and the numerous doctors and surgeons and researchers and scientists and people all across many disciplines that are making a difference and trying to change this particular disease. It's been a journey like no other. And I invite you to look at your own journey. Your own journey with lipedema and the struggle and the gifts, the unknown gifts, the unrecognized gifts that might come from having lipedema. And I know that sounds crazy. I often say that to myself. And I actually, as you know, and as you'll know more, I'm a very dedicated meditator. And in meditation, I remember thinking to myself and exploring, would I change my life? What would I change in my life? And the truth is I would change nothing. That having lipedema, as difficult as it's been, and I've had surgeries and pain, excruciating pain, and years when I was struggling around even being able to get a night's sleep, that it propelled me to go deeper, to ask more questions, to be able to ask and look for what could be a solution. And because I play better in the sandbox with playmates, I've said that about myself forever. I love the interactions. I love the learning together. I love the relationships that have built in this community. And so here we are, and I want to say thank you for being in my life. Thank you for listening to the end of this flash briefing. And thank you, because I truly, truly love you. So that's it for today. We'll see what emerges tomorrow. Have a great day.